More than 100,000 children in foster care across the country are eligible for adoption. 100,000. Some 3,000 of them are expected to find permanent homes this Saturday when courts open their doors for National Adoption Day. The number of foster care adoptions has climbed steadily over the last decade, but there are still obstacles, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Just about every parent loves to show pictures of his or her children, and Margaret Fleming is happy to oblige.
Malik is 7. He's in first grade.
Fleming runs an adoption agency in Chicago. She has 3 grown biological children, and she's also the proud mother of 7 children she's adopted.
I have to tell you, I know every mother thinks her kids are great, but they're all honor students.
Fleming's adopted children are a multiracial bunch, 5 black, 1 Asian, and 1 white. She's adopted both infants and older children.
And older kids are always harder to place, and older even a 2-year-old.
That's particularly true in the foster care system. A national study of the adoption process by the Urban Institute shows that the child welfare agencies of most states report difficulty in finding homes for older kids. Researcher Jennifer McCumber says that's one of several common barriers states face.
The biggest one is conducting termination of parental rights proceedings.
McCumber says courts may be reluctant to sever a parent's rights if an adoptive home hasn't been found. They may want to give parents another chance to get their children back, or parents may not have received services they were supposed to get, like substance abuse counseling. Child welfare agencies in 43 states also had problems managing their cases.
Issues like staff turnover, high caseloads, insufficient staff training, all lead to problems in moving children through this process.
Despite the obstacles, McCumber says many states have taken some important steps toward improving their foster care adoption rates.
They conduct extensive recruiting campaigns using a variety of media. They're using exchanges and websites, organizing recruiting activities and events. So that's an area where states are really making efforts.
Some states have run dual licensing efforts so foster parents can become adoptive parents without duplicate background checks. Others have worked to improve communication between caseworkers and the court system. Janice Speyer, who heads the Alliance for Children's Rights in Los Angeles, says attempts to enhance coordination began 6 years ago in Los Angeles when attorneys, the court system, and the Child Welfare Agency initiated the first Adoption Saturday.
So it was really the court, the private partnership with the law firms, and the Child Welfare Agency willing to all work together to make something revolutionary happen.
Speyer says Los Angeles was able to significantly increase its foster care adoptions. Advocates say they hope this national review will help states learn from each other and encourage policymakers to find new ways to help foster children become part of permanent families. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.